If you've been doing all the work to receive your intuitive messages, but you still feel like something is blocking you, well, you might be a channeler. But even more so, if you're someone who identifies as being neurodivergent or having ADHD, then this episode is for you. I have asked my friend and colleague, Chandra Arrington, to come onto the podcast today to talk about her journey and the challenges that she experienced with receiving intuitive messages and understanding how ADHD was a little different with receiving the messages that Spirit gave her. And so she's going to be sharing her challenges and some of the symptoms that she had, but also some of the tips and how she overcame this, because now she is doing readings. Now, it's really important for me to tell you that we are not medical professionals, and so please do not take this episode as a diagnosis. This is just two women talking about her journey with really overcoming any challenges she had with ADHD and understanding how to receive clear intuitive messages. And by the way, she is now available for readings over at Messenger of Spirit. So I'll tell you more inside of this episode.
Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guides. Let's get spiritual and ambitious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Spiritual and Ambitious podcast. Today, we are talking about a hot topic that is such a topic that we don't know much about, I would say, in the spirituality world, but we're starting to learn more about. And we're talking about being neurodivergent and having ADHD and how ADHD can affect intuition. And so I have brought on Chandra Arrington because she has really opened up her intuition over the years, but some of her struggles she started to realize was because she had ADHD. And she's going to talk about some symptoms that can actually affect our intuition, but most importantly, she's going to be talking about some different ways to help you connect more with your intuition so that you can get over some of those obstacles. So welcome, Chandra. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
Absolutely. It's my honor. I'm so happy to be here.
I know that you and I met years ago, and it's been an honor to witness your journey and your growth and all those things. So I guess we should tell the listeners how we met. Gosh, was it like back in 2012, maybe? Was that it?
Yeah, at least. When you were doing mediumship readings, one of my girlfriends gifted me a reading with you for my birthday.
That's awesome.
So that was the first time that we met. And of course, you know, that one reading turned into three, turned into Reiki sessions, turned into Reiki classes, turned into a lot of things.
Opened up the journey. It's so interesting when you go back to things, because it's like, if we just didn't do this, then where would have my path gone? If we didn't do this, what other things would I have not said yes to? It's so interesting to kind of loop it back to those. And I remember, though, doing an in-person mediumship class, and the way that you got your messages, I remember that you said you had a lot of knowings, but the way that the knowing came in, you also would describe it to me like you saw it. But I think this is where it's a good starting point, because if all of our listeners are probably familiar with being a channeler, being an empath, being a seer, being an owl. And by the way, if you're not familiar and you're listening, you can take the quiz. It'll be in the show notes. And that's how I talk about the intuitive languages. But Chandra always felt like she was a channeler. So Chandra, could you share a little bit more about that journey with everybody?
About 5 years ago, when I took four intuitive languages myself, really channeler was the only one that I resonated with, because I would have those like premonition moments where like I would be sitting in a group of people and someone would mention someone and say, oh, well, they're not here. And then in my head, I would not think, but I would hear, well, they're not yet. And then they would show up at the very end. right? And I would be kind of almost like taken aback, like, where did that come from? Like, how did I know? And I just had too many instances of that in my life. And at the time I was doing that, I knew that I didn't, you know, I don't see spirit. I don't, at the time, didn't see things in my mind's eye unless I physically had a thought and tried to visualize it. And we'll get into this later, the ADHD. I hear crap in my head all the time. My empathic ability is more or less comes across in the healing aspect. Like when I try to tune into someone, I'll get a feeling in my body. Or when I'm talking about a subject, spirit will make me feel a certain way about it. In doing oracle readings, I'd be talking about celebration. And I'll be like, they're making me feel like example, example, example.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the empathic stuff comes across for me. But for probably the first 3 years of my intuitive journey, channeling was the only thing I had.
So for our listeners, channelers will oftentimes get a knowing, like a clear knowing, or their body reacts to things. I remember, Chandra, you telling me about you kind of just type messages like on Facebook or comments, or, you know, it's just kind of like it's coming through my body, right? I'm it's just mm-hmm. coming out. And then for channelers too, it can just come out through your mouth. Like you just say shit and you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Stop. It just kind of happens. But I think that it's harder for channelers to get their messages because they are so feeling like they need to have proof of something. Like there must need to be some sort of proof. And they're doesn't need to be. It's just trusting the instincts that's already there. And channelers are so ingrained with their intuition, it's just not external for them. And if somebody has ADHD, like you had mentioned, maybe it could be really hard, right, to get the messages because the mind's not clear. And one of the ways that I teach is in order to really get clear messages, you need to have a clear mind. And so can you speak to that? Because you were talking about you've got all these thoughts going on in your mind and it could be hard to receive. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about that and also maybe some tips of what's worked for you too.
Yeah, I describe it as constant. There's a constant color commentary running in my head. So it's almost like my mind is giving commentary on what I'm doing at the time I'm doing it. So that's constant chatter. Then there's random words thrown in every now and then that I don't know where they come from. They're not thoughts, but they don't sound like messages either. Like mm-hmm. they're just random. They're very random. And then there's always a song playing in the background. There's always music in the background. Like it's the most, whatever the most annoying part of a song is, will get looped underneath it all. And I thought everybody was like that. Like the first time I heard that from my husband, that he can sit there and watch TV. And if he's not thinking a thought, that there's no noise in his head. And I'm like, that has to be heaven.
Yeah. It's like, it's hard to turn it off, right? Press the pause button. That doesn't happen.
No, you have no power over it. You can't turn it off. I've got a link to a Facebook reel that was the first time I saw someone else describe what it sounded like in their head.
Yeah, and I remember that.
I literally cried. I'm like, that is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important to talk about because people will also have those ahas about what you're saying right now. And we're all different on the inside and we have our own inner stories, but it's important to bring this to light because it's not really talked about as much. And especially in the spirituality sector, we're like, let's just calm. And it's like, but I can't calm. Like, how do I get to be calm? So one of the things that I've always felt was really helpful for channelers, and I'm going to ask you if this helped with ADHD, is channelers tend to store a lot of energy in their body. So like walking for meditation, kind of getting that energy out of the body. So what I do is I'll dance, or breath work's been helpful sometimes, or just pacing around my house, just anything I need. Exercising for mm-hmm. everybody else that loves to exercise. I'm just not a big fan. I like to walk, but I don't like to exercise. So it's just more of the energy expenditure. So I wanted to ask you, did that work for you? And if not, or Do you have other tips too that you might want to share?
Well, one of the things that started working for me was just to have a pen and paper. And whether I'm doodling, whether I'm maybe I'm even just writing down the random words that I hear in my head, I can look back and based on the questions I'm asking, some of them may be messages, some of them may be just random. That has helped just the like the physicality of having some motion going on while I'm talking to my guides. And you mentioned trust in the very beginning, and this the whole journey for me has been a complete exercise in trust, because in the beginning, you're not hearing things, you're not really seeing anything, you don't really feel as far as the sensitivity to energy. Like, you know, in mediumship, I feel like there's a male presence in the room. Don't have that energetic sense. So when you're talking to your guides, you get no feedback that they're there. You get no feedback of how many. You get no feedback of what they look like. You can't see them, what their name is, because you don't hear them. You just have to trust that when you call them, they are there. And talk to them as if they are there. And that was, I mean, it was 2 years before I probably really sensed like the energy of my guides in the room with me. It got very frustrating in the beginning because I was talking to them and getting nothing back in the moment. But what I realized is that when I would start doing other things, like when I would start, if I talked to my guides right before I left to go to work, while I was driving, I would have an epiphany. Or if I had been talking to my guides before I went to sleep about a problem that I have, the solution would occur to me in the shower. We've talked about that, you know, before. I've heard you talk about that on the podcast. It's like when you start doing something mindless, your mind kind of goes a little quieter. And that's when you have the space to let some other stuff come in.
I love how you said epiphany and occurrence. It occurred to me, I had an epiphany. That's really a great language for the channeler, because it's like a thought just kind of popped in out of nowhere. Or what I like, what you were talking about too, is like your body's being active in something. And so it's easier to receive a message. And so for everybody listening out there who's like, okay, well, I want to know how to kind of get over this, we're going to talk about that with Chandra, and Chandra does readings now. So obviously she has learned to do this and to really get the messages, but we wanted to bring light to the struggles that can happen. And so one struggle could be the overactive mind. And Chandra, what are some of the other symptoms that you've noticed with ADHD and some things that might block their intuition or get in the way of the intuitive messages?
Yeah. One of the things that I have really struggled with my whole life, and learning that it was a symptom of ADHD was a little bit freeing, but it's something called rejection sensitivity dysphoria. And so what that is because your mind is overactive. So you kind of have these heightened sense of awareness. You're taking in all of the stimuli in the room all at one time and all the vibes. You're constantly scanning the room. And if somebody looks at you and then whispers to the person next to them, they're talking about you. You say something and then someone at the table snickers. They're making fun of you. Just because your intuition logically would tell you that's what's happening. It's just like it's that times 10 for the ADHD person, because the amount of information they're taking in at any given moment is higher, right? Because the brain is overacting. So you just get more information. And so it becomes very, nobody likes me. I'm too much. I'm not worthy. A lot of thoughts like that. Another thing that happens is called ADHD paralysis. And that's when you get really, really overstimulated. Let's say you have a big project and it has lots of moving parts. And so you sit down and you start working on it, but your mind starts going, well, I can't do A before I do C, and I need to do C before I can do E, but E is going to feed back into D, and you just get completely overwhelmed and your mind shuts down.
Oh, yeah.
You get to a point where there's nothing in your brain. There's no chemicals in your brain to tell your body to move.
Yeah.
Your brain is still going, I've got to do this. I want to do this. Why am I being so lazy? Why can't I just do the thing? What's holding me back? I'm capable. I know I'm capable. I know I'm smart enough. Why can't I just freaking get up and do the thing? But your body won't move. Mm. You just physically can't force yourself to do the thing. And then that kind of starts the low vibe spiral, I call it.
Because
I'm so lazy. Why can't I just do this? You're already sensitive to rejection. Now you're rejecting yourself. So it's like, you know, self-loathing is kind of the way I describe it. It's like just the self-worth kind of like goes down the drain. One of the things that I noticed is, you know, meditation and calming your mind is not a dopamine rich exercise. Mm. It's supposed to like bring down all of those excitable chemicals in your brain and get you into a really calm state, right? So when you're already having difficulty meeting with your guides, mm-hmm. and you're getting no input or no payout back in the moment, and your dopamine is already like on the decrease because you're trying to calm yourself, that just kind of like compounds how this makes this much more difficult and that makes that much more difficult. So that can create a kind of like a feedback loop of why you're not getting messages.
And it's like a cycle that we feel like we get stuck in. I can see that too. I want to dive more into something you said earlier, but I'm going to do it after we come back after the break. So everybody listen, stay tuned.
As a professional psychic medium, I've done tens of thousands of readings, but I felt a call to move more fully into teaching intuition, but I still get so many requests about doing readings. So while I don't do readings anymore, I have brought in some very trusted colleagues who are now available for live one-hour readings on Zoom. If you would like to book your psychic medium reading, go to messengerofspirit.com/appointments to see our available readers and schedule your Zoom reading today.
Welcome back. I'm here with Chandra Arrington, and we're talking about ADHD symptoms that can affect intuition. And we've talked about the overactive mind. I love that you're learning more about yourself. And we should tell our listeners, you know, we're not mental health professionals or anything, but just two women chatting about their journey and Chandra, your journey with ADHD and how much you've learned. And I mean, gosh, I think it's so important. This is like what self-growth is. This is self-care. This is really learning mm-hmm. about yourself. And what's great is we don't even think sometimes that this could affect how we get intuitive messages. And the paralysis part too that you spoke to kind of reminds me of when people just feel like, and the spiral, I'm just not going to be good at this. So I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to talk to my spirit guides because I'm not going to get anything anyway. And I'm going to avoid it. I don't want rejection. So I'm just going to sit there and not do it. But obviously you got through this. So I did want to ask you, how did you get through this? Like, what are some tips that you can share to our listeners who may be experiencing, whether they have ADHD or not, just some of the symptoms here? What do you think could be helpful?
Well, I can tell you, for me, it was how badly I wanted it.
Yeah.
That was a driving force. It was something that I really felt a pull toward, something that I felt like I needed to do to connect with my intuition, because I'd always felt like I was intuitive. I'd always felt like there were things happening that I knew that I shouldn't know, and wanting to understand all that. And just, of course, the draw to the supernatural, the draw to the ghost stories and the things like that had always been a pull for me as well. So definitely for me, it was the want to, it was the drive is what kept me going.
Yeah.
It was very, very disconcerting for the first few months, but it was kind of like, I know it's there. I'm going to find it. Like, I'm just, you know, you're not going to beat me today, Satan. I'm going to find it. I know it's there.
Yeah.
The want to is a big part of that. But I also feel like if you're coming at it from the heart space, and you're coming at it as in, this is part of my growth, this is part of who I want to become. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I do remember my guides giving me signs. Yeah. Like right when I would get to the point where I was about to say, screw it.
Yeah.
It's not for me. It's just not going to happen. Something big, some big synchronicity would happen And I'd be like, okay, maybe it's coming. Maybe it's almost here. Maybe it's just around the corner. And I would keep going. So I think if you're coming at it from the right place and doing it for the right reasons, your guides aren't going to, they're not going to let you give up. Yeah. They're going to give you what you need in the moment. And I've, looking back, I can tell I've got the strongest responses from my guides when it was imperative that I get the message. When I was about to give up or when I was getting ready. One of the things I remember, I was working with my guides one morning. It was very early on in my journey. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just following four intuitive languages and I was doing the things, right? And as I'm talking to my guides, I start thinking in my own mind, you don't know what you're doing. You really don't know what you're playing with here. You probably should do some extra protection because this is all new to you. So I stood up, I did my aura bubble, and as I'm envisioning it and strengthening it, the thought pops into my mind, no negativity will be allowed in this bubble today. And as I'm saying that, I hear another thought, like talking over it, and no negativity will be created in this bubble today.
Mm.
And I'm like, what the? Who said that? That didn't even occur to me. The guides, thank you. I know that had to be you. Well, I go into work, and at 8:30 that morning, the layoffs started at work. And three people on my team were affected.
Yeah.
But I was able to hold my stuff together for my team.
Yeah.
When I got home, a lot of stuff happened. But yes, I was sad. There were negative feelings inside the bubble, but I was able to hold everything together and at least be a neutral place. They could, you know, I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't like high vibe, but I could be a neutral place for them to come to kind of decompress and it not affect me in the way it potentially could have. So it was things like that. It's like when I absolutely, even though I wasn't getting messages in the moment and I was about to give up, when I needed them to come through for me, they came through.
They did. Yeah, I think that helps with your trust too. And and the aura bubble can be really helpful with clearing the mind or receive the messages. And it sounds like what's really helped you is that drive and that desire, but also that consistency and continuing to do the exercises, continuing to show up even when it's uncomfortable. And I think that we get to this place where we want to give up sometimes, whether it's in this paralysis place or we're going into the low vibe spiral. And it's like, we got to keep showing up. If this is really important, then we're going to know that we're going to work through it. And I think the intuitive messages have a different vibration, a different energetic frequency than like the thoughts that just kind of pop up right in the mind. Yeah. But I did want to ask you before we go, and I've got a surprise announcement for our listeners too, but you did mention that Oracle cards seem to help you quite a bit, right? With your messages. And can you share a little bit about that?
What I believe is happening is it's, you know, we were talking before about the energy, about getting the energy out, moving in some way. So I feel like just being able to put my attention on the cards and on shuffling the cards and looking for what card is going to catch my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just the exercise of that physicality clears my mind enough to land on the card that needs to be the card for that person at that time and to get the meaning that is supposed to come through in the moment. It's just like the moving of the hands and the looking for the card gives just enough distraction to make enough room for the messages to come through. And it's funny that you said that because yes, it was the consistency and everything. But one of the other things that I learned to do is it's like you're looking for the noise between the noise.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's a different vibration. But when you learn to discern which is which, when it happens, you know which is which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like learning literally a different language, right? Mm-hmm. And you're learning the frequencies, the different nuances of the thought in air quotes here. Because when you're a channeler, the messages come in like a thought sometimes, like, but it's like a knowing that pops in and they have a different vibration than the normal chatter, you know, that's going on in the mind. I think that's really important. And I want to
pull a card, since we're talking about cards. I know that we do that sometimes on the podcast, and I didn't do that last week, so I want to do it this week and see what comes up here. I love what Chandra's saying. So it's like you're shuffling and your hands just go to where the cards are. And that's your body's intuitive. If you're a channeler, the body's intuitive. And so it's the heart chakra, and it's time for self-care. So if you're listening to this podcast, this is a great, great message for this episode, especially really self-care. How do I learn more about myself? How do I help myself and give myself freaking grace, right? Like, stop beating myself up over things that I don't need to worry about. And so speaking of oracle cards, Chandra has agreed to do readings over at messengerofspirit.com/Chandra. So I don't do live readings anymore, but Chandra does now. And she's been doing readings for a while. And I'm very excited to welcome her into our beautiful energy and our audience to be able to do Zoom readings. And so you can book a reading with Chandra over at messengerofspirit.com/Chandra, where she's going to give you some information about what comes up in life, right?
Have fun talking to spirit.
Yeah. So if you got questions and you feel a resonance with Chandra's vibe, you check her out over there. And I did want to ask you one last question before we go here, Chandra. You had mentioned too, like, how do you deal with not getting any messages? Like, if you feel blocked, how do you deal with that? One last piece of advice for our listeners today.
Like we said before, it's definitely an exercise in trust. Mm-hmm. But the way I have described it is like, you just said you're trying to learn a new language. Well, having ADHD is like, you're trying to learn your intuitive languages, but you're dyslexic in your intuitive language. So not only are you trying to learn the language, you're trying to unscramble the language as you're trying to learn it. I've come to realize that even though I don't get much in the moment, I have to up my awareness, because the message is going to come through something that someone says, or an opportunity that's placed in front of me, or just the right thing at the right time. Yeah. And like we were talking about before, if there's something that I really need, it will just occur. It'll just occur to me in the right time, and I'll know that that's the path I need to take. Over time, it's happened enough to where, okay, yeah, I didn't get anything in the moment. Mm-hmm. But I know I've asked the question, I've put the question out there to my guides. When it's time for me to know the answer, somehow, some way, it will manifest. It will come into my awareness. And that's one of the things I've really had to give them my trust over, is because, like we said before, there's so much always going on in my mind that I don't always pay the attention. Some things could fly by very easily, you know, if they don't kind of like crack me over the back of the head with them sometimes. But that's what they'll do if they need to do it, right? And a lot of times they do it with humor, because they know I'm sarcastic and dark sense of humor and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of times it'll be in the form of a joke, because then they know that will get my attention.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I think everybody needs to trust in that process, right? We want everything now, but trust in the process of it. But you have been on this process for a while. And like I said, now you've developed the other intuitive languages as well. So like seeing spirit, hearing spirit, feeling spirit. And so if you're out there and you feel like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck, I feel like I'm just knowing the message, or maybe it's a message or what I do, then continue on the journey. Keep sticking with it. And knowing that now it's easier for you, Chandra, to get your messages. And I often think it's easier to read for people than reading for ourselves too, because we can detach from the outcome a lot easier. So yes, if you're out there and you're like, I need help, book a reading with Chandra, and then she can get you some channeled messages, because I do think it's way easier to detach when you're reading for somebody else. But thank you, Chandra, so much for being on the podcast. We'll list the way to book a reading with Chandra in the show notes. Thank you again. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. But until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review. And a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com, and you can take the 4 intuitive languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.